Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live from the Sunbelt Rental Studios, it's the Bubba the Love Spot Show.
Lomi, I think we got Squeeze at a Dime, One Way Stein, Primetime 99.
Sure do, with his losing Dallas Cowboy jersey on. Got blown out by the Eagles.
I only wear losers because that's the difference. You know, they actually did a survey at one of these colleges. After their team loses, how often do people wear their jersey? Well, after they win, they wear it like 80% of the time. After they lose it, it's like 0.2%. I'm not a fair weather fan. I wear it win or loss, and the Cowboys are always
losers.
That's
an old school. That's an old school one too.
Look at this gimmick. And you know, you got the Primetime Alex Stein gimmick on the back. You know, it's going to be straight from China.
I can't even remember. You know? I can't even remember like a real famous number 99 for the Cowboys. I can't even like.
This is Primetime customization live.
Like,
Bubba.
I mean, you know, you can remember 21 was Dion, and 88 was Michael Irvin, and 22 was Emmitt. And who was, what was Aikman? Eight.
You know it all. But speaking of, don't talk about me. Do not talk about me. Talk about your Deion Sanders footage that was so viral. Somehow you have this 4K footage of Tom Brady and Shedeur Sanders, Deion's son, who just signed as a Tom Brady athlete. I don't know if you saw that. He just signed a very lucrative NIL deal.
Yep.
And somehow Bubba has the behind-the-scenes footage of this workout from good angles. I mean, professionally shot. I mean, I maybe even was on an iPhone, but you just knew how to take
it. No, straight iPhone when I didn't have the Janet Reno shakes. Yeah.
and then what happened?
And so Blitz will tell you, man, it was blowing up. Blitz, what was like?
Had like 45,000 views in the past hour.
No way.
Yeah.
It's up to 45,000?
It was unbelievable. Oh, my God, that's viral. It was going to be, you know, probably our hottest thing ever, and Shedeur calls me at what, Blitz, 8? I think it was 8:08. Yeah. I think Shedeur happens to be a commercial break. I wonder if he was watching the show and knew to call, but calls during commercial break, and I'd be like, hello. He's like, hey, Shedeur. I'm like, hey. He's like, man, Tom wants that stuff down.
What?
Mm-hmm. Self-censorship.
Yep. And I go, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I took it down because, I mean, now, I'm contemplating on calling Deion and asking Deion, do you know that I, you know, had to take this down? But then there's a part of me just wants to take it down and not be that, you know, that problem.
Cat crotch.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, maybe you're like, oh, is there some sort of, like, NCAA regulation or something? But I doubt it. I mean, come on.
This was when he was in high school. This was his senior year of high school.
It was like the first month of COVID when everything was locked down and it was just found at a high school.
It was June of 2020, and Deion called me and said, hey, you know, everybody's locked down. Tom can't practice. You know, we can't practice. Tom reached out to Shedeur and wanted to know, if you can make it to Tampa, I do a workout with you. And Bubba, would you like to, you know, join along? At a high school. So that's what happened.
And they got that mad that you posted it. I hope you didn't delete it. You just put it on private, right?
I put it on private. But here's the deal. Yeah, okay. But and no matter how you slice it, there's no way anybody looks bad. Like it's Tom Brady that's being like a father-like figure, doing instructional type, you know, cool stuff to a high school senior who happens to be one of his best friend's son. There's nothing that any troll or anybody could slice other than they have very prestigious brands, and I am the bad guy.
Doesn't it also show Deion catching a ball? Did you post that part of it too, or is it just the one?
No, it's Deion catching a 50-yard teardrop bomb. I mean, it's great stuff. And so, Alex, at the end of the day, here's what it really comes down to, is the fact that some troll or my competition or somebody alerted one of, you know, Tom's, sponsors or handlers or something and says, do you really want to be associated with this guy? And now we are where we are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
No! So you think it was an inside job? Somebody said, oh, this is associated with a controversial radio host? Oh, my gosh, that cannot... Well, then you should say F them. Well, I guess you don't want to mess up your relationship with Deion. You got to keep it up and just keep it... I mean, they can't get you for slander or defamation. It's a positive... If anything, that increases his wealth. It doesn't show... He can't show any damage.
But still,
in that video.
The overall bigger picture is not, you know, what... How many views can Bubba get out of this? It's let's get disassociate ourselves with this guy and this brand. Absolutely. I mean, I get it. I've been fighting all of that. Ever since the Hogan tape came out in 2012, I've been fighting that. I've been fighting that for 10 years, Alex.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's really unfair because this is a country where, you know, we're the comeback kid. I mean,
exactly.
We love underdogs. I mean, that's
not,
what America's about,
you're me.
Second
not
chances.
Not if you're me.
The video is doing great, too. We were going to get like 60,000 views. It was almost there.
Oh, yeah. That would have got 100,000 because it had Deion and Tom Brady. I mean, it looked like something out of like a commercial for a video.
So Bubba
game.
Doesn't want to bother Deion. And I think that they're good enough friends that he could just blow a text to him and says, give me a call when you have a second and just totally say, hey, man. You know, this puts you over, it puts your son over. I don't understand what the problem is, but out of respect for you, I pulled it down immediately.
Sponge,
but I'm
I'll
saying out
what.
Of respect for me, can I put it back up?
He's going to say this. Sponge,
what do you think?
Sponge, I'm going to tell you why, Sponge, because you're a bad guy. And, you know, man, you know, Under Armour and Chevrolet and Affleck, they don't want you, Sponge. They don't want any of that nonsense. Sponge.
But he's never disowned you.
No,
over the years?
Never. Has, but he doesn't want it also blasted out there that we're buddies. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. Alex, I'm just going to take it down and sit down and shut up and sit here and just, you know, I mean, what do you do if you're me?
I mean, like I said, you don't want to upset Deion because you got a good relationship with him. And there is some sort of professionalism where if his family asks you to take it down, you want to appease them and listen to it. Because that's part of it, too, because they asked you.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're in between a rock and a hard spot.
But you know what? I'm between a rock and a hard spot. But guess what? I get screwed again. How much more screwing do I got to take?
Yeah, but Bubba, that's because you're a target. That's because you are. It's a what is it they say? No good deed goes unpunished, and you're the dictionary definition of that. You know, saying no good deed goes unpunished. Where you do good, you always get punished for it. I don't know why the world works like that. It's because we live in a clown world. But every time you try to do good or you try to stick your neck out for somebody, you somehow end up getting.
Did you see the cop video?
Yeah, the confidence was great. But you know what did the best? So I was just watching it, and Lemmy had sent it to me, and I saw that you had that great interview with Kurt Angle where, listen, that is a whole other genre of YouTube that you need to focus on, too, were the wrestling shoot interviews where they break the kayfabe. Because I was just listening to you talk with Hogan, and when you listen to Terry Bollea, not Hulk Hogan, Terry Bollea is pretty chill, cool guy when he breaks kayfabe. Like him talking about his heat with Jesse, he seemed really laid back. I mean, he still has a little gimmick and stuff how he talks, but it's just a different type of Hogan. I'm like, oh, I like this Hogan.
Well,
we just found a gym.
We just found this little gym. We were supposed to have Jesse call and do the show. Then last minute, Jesse found out that I was Hogan's boy, right? So Jesse no-showed us. Well, then Hogan calls in as Jesse.
Yeah, everybody does a good Jesse, too. I don't know how they can do it.
I mean, you're working on that now, aren't you, Mom?
Yeah,
he calls in as Jesse. So, I don't know, man. It just disappoints because I know how it went.
Yeah, but Bubba, you can't. Look at you have your dauber down like that. I mean, it's not that big a deal. I mean, you're going to.
Hold on.
This is just
Alex, it's not a big deal from you. You got videos that got, you know, 200,000, 300,000, 400,000. We don't.
Bubba, I don't cry for me, Argentina. It's not about that, Bubba. You haven't hit your. Bubba, you are one time the biggest radio guy in the world, arguably, literally. So I'm just saying, it's not about. Everybody has their peaks and valleys.
Yeah, well, I'm in a goddamn valley right now, buddy.
Alex, your videos.
Yes.
Your videos get a lot of views, like the ones you do of the pizza reviews.
Yeah,
and
the Presto pizza maker.
Yeah, the ones that you need.
Hold on.
But here's the other thing is, you don't understand. I don't know if you've been watching the show, but like Dion in 1994, he was on my top 40 station. I played his song for the very first I debuted
Must Be
it.
The Money.
Yeah, I debuted it. Well, that's where we became friends. Well, I asked him, how did you get the name Primetime? Well, he went through it and told how he got the name Primetime. And I put it on. We made it a YouTube video years ago. Okay. Well, Dion's son then, Dion Jr., went and grabbed that footage, then did a whole thing on Instagram. He's got 2.7 million followers on Instagram. And used the footage of him being on my show and discussing why he's called Primetime. And they never tagged me. They never gave me any credit or nothing. And so they go and grab some of my footage to use for them. But I can't use, you know, footage that I got, I obtained legally as a, you know, it's just
Hey, Bubba, I just got to.
But you know this. Well, we got to make this loud and clear for the people playing at home, because listen, it was a hard realization when I had to bury my mother, and I don't want sympathy. Life is not fair, Bubba. You are not promised a rose garden. As a matter of fact, life is supposed to be difficult. I know it sucks. It's a hard realization. You have to realize that. And I think the faster that somebody out there is listening and realizing life is not fair.
Man, I've had a tough 10 years. I really
have. Yeah, but
you're
alive and kicking. You got Merch Crick. You got Prime Time. You got Dr. Dan. I mean, you couldn't get anybody better than Lummy's willing to take a 9-inch Whopper for you. I mean, that's dedication.
Blitz, what were you going to say?
I actually just got a text here from Alex's cat. I mean, we need to take on all Alex videos from our YouTube right now.
No, copyright strike me, Sky Bear. Try it. Get your little
Lummy, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was not saying anything, Bubba.
You started to chime in before Blitz did his high spot. Lummy, what were you going to say?
I was just saying, you know, I do it all for Bubba, you know, like Alex was saying, that was before the high spot.
You've taken the Whopper privately. You don't do it all for me. You know that.
Yeah,
it's a little half and half. Okay, but let's get into this, and we can only say so much on YouTube because I don't want to get canceled. And since you're in a low spot,
I don't want to get more canceled than I already am.
This is about to get.
See, here's
canceled.
The deal: you're going to say stuff to get me canceled, but then you keep your YouTube channel because it didn't appear on your channel. Right. You said it, but it wasn't on your channel.
Look, he's in our studio.
This is all I'm going to say.
Yeah,
this is all I'm going to say is. Kanye West, hold on.
I get ready to turn him off at a moment's notice.
Yeah, right. Keep the button. Yeah, you might have to dump me. Kanye West says something about a certain group of religious people, right? That was considered negative. You heard that? Did you hear that, Bubba?
But I want everybody to know, but in the same token, I'm very pro-Jew people. And
We're not going to say any religion.
Hold on. I'm very pro-Jewish, and my co-host took her first breath in Israel.
Nothing to do with Israel. Okay. Nothing to do with Israel. God bless Israel, greatest ally. Thank you so much for everything Israel's done.
Shalom.
Am I the ambassador?
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
But it's just a weird coincidence that JP Morgan Chase would cancel his bank account, though. Don't you think that's a little on the nose, Anna? Would you say that?
Apparently, that
little...
happened before he made those comments. Allegedly.
It did.
I don't know.
Let's not let the facts get. We have a good story.
Yeah, let's talk about pro wrestlers and Tom Brady, my friend.
Okay, well, the last thing I was going to say is that Kanye had all the good heat, and now he's done and dead in the water. Right. That just shows you, Bubba. You know, you can be like the hottest.
Kanye West will never be dead in the water. He'll always be able to come out with some new sneakers and make a couple zillion bucks on it. Period.
Well, he's hurting a little bit right now.
His music speaks for itself, though. My son is 15 and loves his music more than just about anybody's. And when he speaks his mind, is like listening to it. It's like, you know,
hold on.
There's a whole generation listening to that guy.
How about that one country guy, Blitzen and Lummy were talking about?
Yeah. Wallace.
Morgan Wallen says the N-word or something like that in private, and it blows up and all of regular radio says, we're not going to play any more of this guy's record. He's the worst guy in the world. And so he just starts distributing his own stuff. And now he's like the number one country artist in the world. And they got him hosting the iHeart Music Awards.
A great song out on every station.
He's on every station now. He's on all the pop stations, the R&B.
Where do I get that deal at? I need to Bubba Wallen myself.
You do need a Bubba Wallen bump, but listen, people like controversy. What is it? No publicity is bad publicity, Bubba. So you have more publicity.
Hold on. No, bad publicity is good publicity unless you let your wife sleep with your best friend and it ends up being a big sex tape. And
no,
you're
but
the
there's
guy.
Gonna be a redemption, dude. But one day I predict this, that Hogan is either gonna cut you a check or it's gonna be a metaphorical check. He's gonna have to. Well,
it'll be metaphorical.
Jay knows this real well. It's gonna be about a metaphorical invisible. You know what? It's gonna be invisible.
Yeah, it will be. But
Jay, are his attorneys that terrible? Hogan's, are they that rude to you? Even though they know
they're not rude to me ever.
No, they've never been rude to Jay. In fact, the little scrape up that we had, they called Jay up and said, "Hey, tell Bubba this and that and this," and Jay did. It's no big deal.
We actually cooperate
a lot.
They
want to be friends.
You know what the problem is? No, I know these guys for 25 years. The problem is Bubba went in and was honest in his deposition, so he never hurt Hogan. And in his deposition, he was honest about how he thought the tape had been obtained. Disseminated. It was before any of the FBI stuff came out, and he literally said in his depo, "I'm going to connect the dots, and here's what I think happened." And he was absolutely correct about all of it. And at the time, people thought he was paranoid, like a paranoid Bubba, and it was just perception,
conspiracy, Bubba, and it's Bubba being Bubba, and oh my God, Bubba always blames everybody but himself.
I was in the depo with him for 10 hours.
Blah blah blah. So anyway, that whatever, that'll work itself out.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but let's not even get into Hogan stuff. What was? Did you have the good prenup deal, or what did you kind of?
I had the best prenup. I had the best prenup known to man. I have the best prenup of any of our little Brat Pack friends.
You did have the best one. Do you think Howard? What do you think's Howard's prenup?
I bet you it's better.
No, I bet it's not.
She pays him. No. The maid divorce, she owes him money.
Now, would it be Jay? Would it be a violation of my marriage separation agreement if I disclosed the terms of the prenup?
Probably, and I wouldn't advise you to do it just because it was it worked.
Yeah,
it worked.
Anyway. Yeah.
It was held up. It held up. First of all, the first signs if you have a good prenup is whether it holds up, whether a judge finds it to be valid and credible. That's the first step of it. And then the second step
is... Did her attorneys contest it?
Look at the terms.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they always do.
But see, hold on. Mine was... I'm not mentioning any figures or anything, but mine was done 5 months before our wedding with... She had representation, and it was videotaped, and she and she was evaluated by a psychologist or psychiatrist to be of sound.
You went a few layers deep. No,
hold on. She went to a psychiatrist, psychologist, was validated to have a sound mind and not be under duress. There was plenty of time to cancel the wedding. That's the couple things that'll, Jay will tell you legally, that's the couple things that'll get you.
But as a time too, Bubba. You were making you were rolling in it.
Yeah, I was making
at the time. If anyone needed a prenup at the time or an antenuptial, it was you.
Yeah. So anyway, Regina Hunter, man, if you ever happen to get married,
we got the goods.
Listen, this are my prenup originally started as Dan Diaco's initial prenup, and then Gina went in and made it 46 times stiffer than Danny's, and I think Jay came in and made it stiffer than that.
Well,
all of our paperwork is derived from Dan's original OG.
Let's just say sound legal advice is sound legal advice. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Does Steve have one?
No,
Steve was 23 when he got married.
Yeah.
That's what they do. A lot of times they just copy and paste old bills and add new stuff. It's always just copy and pasted legal stuff. So that's not that unusual.
Now, what about
really?
The Alex Jones thing? Can you get me Jones? You think I know Alex is at a low point right now.
I just texted. She said, "Okay, thanks. I'll be in touch." That's Daria, his producer. This is the only problem. Did you see that one video got leaked from a disgruntled employee, and it was not even that bad. But they showed over a 7-day period he drank 7 bottles of vodka.
So?
But they weren't the big bottles, they were the pints.
I mean, Alex could say, "Listen, I have a drinking problem amongst other things." And,
it's no secret.
I mean, what do you expect a guy that just got slapped with $1 billion to do?
I'm in a hole.
Exactly.
And alcohol is legal, and I wasn't driving, and I wasn't, you know, being publicly, you know, erratic. Legally, I think, Jay, in the privacy of your own home, you can drink as much as you want until you die, almost.
You sure? I mean, you can.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. It's illegal.
Yeah, but how did that
information get leaked?
If an employee used a security camera, just type in right now, you can type in Jones.
And that's not the story? That should be the story. Yeah, Bubba self-censors himself for a video that he took of himself, of the people with their consent, and this video gets leaked, and they're talking about what he drank, not who leaked it.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. They didn't talk about who leaked mine. They talked about what was on it and, you know, me.
Right. Same thing.
Well, can we ask Alex about the Herschel Walker, what his take on that is?
The Herschel Walker deal? I'm thinking that Herschel told some white lies to begin with, and now he's got himself in such a trick bag that, you know, I don't think it's relevant. I really don't think it matters, but I think that he's got himself into a I was not so honest trick bag that he can't get out of.
Well, this is all you got to say. I mean, Herschel Walker, I'm very grateful for him for the trade that the Cowboys traded to the Minnesota right. Vikings. Right. Put
practically
us over
built,
the 90s.
I mean, it built the team. It built the franchise.
Yeah, I mean, it kept my parents' marriage together for the last few years. If it wasn't for them, they would have been divorced even earlier, and I would have been even more screwed up. So I'm really grateful to Herschel Walker for that.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
But other than that, Herschel Walker, he can't put a sentence together. His teammates hated him. Every team that he ever played with, I think that, you know, he was, you know, universally disliked by his teammates. He's about as dumb as a box of rocks. I don't know. I mean, he's like one of Trump's guys, but this is just shows you, this is why people, they say, oh, Alex, you're so conservative. They're idiots on both sides, the left wing and the right wing. They're on the same bird and they're both dumped. And if we think Herschel Walker is going to save us, like Herschel Walker can even get on a computer. No, he's better than the other side. He's better than Raphael Warnock,
though. If he's the 51st vote, he is the guy that saves us.
But I'm just saying,
Jay,
you're right.
Jay, you're talking to a political pundit. I understand that.
Every candidate's flawed, and he wrote about all of this in a book. He was fully transparent about all of it, and it just burns my rear end when somebody who's trying to do well, he may not be the smartest guy. He said that in his book. He had mental illness. And I'm not a huge Herschel Walker fan. I'm a huge second chance fan, like you're saying. Say he did do the abortion. Isn't that what the Democrats celebrate? Abortion?
Yeah, but not lying.
Where's the evidence he lied?
He said he didn't do it.
Well, that's right. He's denied it adamantly.
Right.
Yeah, but there's
That's my problem. Well, that's my problem. Is he could just say, "Hey, look, I did it. I changed my mind. Right. I 10 years ago, I had a different mindset."
What if he did?
That's what I don't know.
But what if he didn't?
You know.
But there's so much circumstantial evidence.
I've just seen Bubba and everyone I know get railed over the rails, over the coals at the most inopportune time, when it's the most opportune time for the narrative that goes along with the national narrative. And I am an underdog guy. I want to always defend the person who can't defend themselves, whether it's Bubba or Herschel Walker or Kanye West or anybody who may say something that's offensive or outlandish. I don't support what Kanye West says. I support his right to say it. And if people don't like what Kanye West has to say, turn him off. People like his music. If people don't want Herschel Walker to be their senator, they should not vote for him. But to personally attack people constantly in this world is not okay.
Yeah, it's not okay. He lied.
It's not okay. How do you know that?
This is how I know. But this is how I know, though, Jay. This is it. Because his son, Christian Walker, has become like a right-wing influencer. And, you know, he's an open homosexual.
Do you know what horrible things people have said in family? And people in this studio overtly, publicly, employees, family members of people who sit in this studio that were not true?
Yeah, Dan talks about you all the time, Jay.
That's right.
No, and I think you almost do disparage the person you love more than like a stranger. So you'd almost be more inclined to say something, you know, about your dad, you know, if you're really mad at him. But my point being is I don't think Herschel Walker was that great of a father either. I mean, Christian Walker, I think, is probably saw blood in the water that his dad wasn't doing well. And this is a time for him to exploit his dad being a bad dad.
In his book, he said he was a flawed man.
I hope he wins. I hope he wins. I'm just saying, my point being is like, if we think Herschel Walker is going to save the Republic, we are screwed. Hey, and I know you're not saying that.
You see the Roger Stone video where he said that did you see that or no?
He called his daughter.
What's your opinion on that? And I know Roger. Should I text him and see if I can get him on the air tomorrow?
Well, I was just on Roger's podcast last week. He's a nice guy, like Roger. Him trying to get that pardon. I mean, Trump, this is my problem. It's like he pardoned all these rappers. He pardoned Jared Kushner's dad. And you know what Jared Kushner's dad was arrested for? Jared Kushner's aunt, so follow me, his dad was arrested for honeypotting his sister's husband. He filmed his sister's husband with a prostitute and used that in the divorce proceedings for his sister's
sex tape going on.
Yes,
going on.
Yes, and they filmed it. Yes, and so and then
can I
he,
get a presidential pardon?
Didn't Chris?
But
Christie,
listen,
didn't Chris Christie
put him in jail?
Him?
Yeah, he's the one that put him in jail. Yes, he was a prosecutor. He put him in jail, and he only served like a little time and got out. But Trump expunged that from years ago, even though it was a done deal. But there's guys like Julian Assange, who basically did the WikiLeaks that gave him the 2016 election with all of Hillary's crap. There's all these other people, you know, that he could have pardoned, nonviolent drug offenders. You know, there's just and he like didn't pardon them. So I really don't like the way I don't really like Trump, how he handled those pardons. But the fact that he'd pardon Jared Kushner's dad. It's kind of scummy to do that. Not even to film it, but to honeypot. Like, that's a method that Jeffrey Epstein, that all of them use. They use attractive women, oftentimes underage, in order to get leverage on, you know, high-profile people.
Brian E20, that's Brian Everhart for, you said, thank you, Diaco Law, and Rudy Lummy on the Cash App, then Fish on the J on the Venmo. All this taping and sexing and all this, all these people aren't getting in trouble, and I'm, you know, forever going to be typecast for it. I should write a book that says The Only Man on the Wrong Side of the Sex Tape.
Well, have you had a book? Have you put out a book since this whole thing happened yet?
No, we
can
know
barely read, Alex.
I know, but Jay can read. Jay can write a book. Jay can hire some legal.
I like Jay has time to do all that.
Jay can hire. You can find some intern, some person that can.
I can't find an intern to download all my mini DVDs, let alone write a book, please.
Oh, hey, my gosh. John Gross.
Did you see the Bubba Wallace, Kyle Larson thing?
What kind of work is that? Like, he's going to act like he wants to punch him, yet he saw a little a noose tie, you know, at a garage pull, and that was the biggest thing ever. So when I race, you know, when I come in town, I will be there on the 28th, 10 days from now. This is a 10-day countdown. Dude, are we gonna have a noose pull down at the track?
Listen, we have that. In Ocala, man, the nooses aren't such a big deal in Ocala. Right. Yeah.
There will be a bunch of noose garage pull downs. The problem is there's no garages.
Yeah, we don't have any garages.
But just, okay. Yeah. They're just littered with pull downs.
Yeah, we just there's just a bunch of nooses. There just aren't no garages.
In what area of Florida is this? Is this in a swamp? Above sea level? The track sea level.
Go to Florida and throw a dart, and if it hits the absolute middle of the state, that's okay.
It's between
okay,
Tampa,
good.
Between Tampa and Gainesville, closer to Gainesville.
It's like about an hour and 20 minutes north of Tampa.
A lot of horse farms.
Well, and it's, by the way, it's the horse capital of the world. Now, some people say that Kentucky is, but realistically, people from Ocala say that Ocala, Florida, actually is the horse capital of the world.
No, I follow some horse girls on Instagram, and they're all in Ocala.
Oh,
I always
sure
thought that was, yeah, I do. I,
I'm
yeah.
sure you
horse
do.
Girls are always the biggest sluts, too, Bubba.
Oh,
if you know a horse
best.
Girl, they're the best. It's because they're so desensitized from riding the horse,
well,
they really need a good pounding.
Because, it's also because they can squeeze their legs. They have to squeeze the torso of the horse, so they can squeeze your little wiener right to zero. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot. And trust me, it's little, and they're squeezing hard, and it's a hell of a ride when they hop on
wieners,
me.
Travolta lives like an hour or about a mile or two away from
yeah,
the track.
Like John Travolta lives like 3 miles from my track.
Yeah. His house with the airport and all that.
Yeah, he's got his
own.
Well,
we need to join Scientology, Bubba. That's how you get this back. This is how we get you back in Hollywood. We get you on. You do the little Scientology gimmick. Then you and David Miscavige and Tom Cruise, you're in the next Mission Impossible movie. You're A-list.
Hey, Tom Cruise is going to do a spacewalk for his next movie.
You know, Tom Cruise does all his own stunts, and he says they're going to send him to space to do a space stunt. This is when we finally lose Tom Cruise.
It's so stupid.
I mean,
he's
going
to go to the International Space Station.
Be like, Tom, I know you're hard-headed on doing your own stunts, but as your agent, I got to step in. When we're going to space, we just come on, buddy.
It's so fake. Like he's going to go up there for some fake movie anyway. It's just pointless. He does these crazy stunts where he risks his life for a movie that's fake anyway. I don't understand why he does that.
Have you ever Googled how much he's worth? I mean, you know, fake me up if you want. But I think he's worth, what, $600-700 million, something like that?
Oh, easy. And just his cachet is where he's a billionaire franchise. Tom Cruise. I mean, he just had the biggest hit movie of Top Gun. I mean, I don't think you... There's no bigger name than that.
How's my Zychex Lounge, Glenn Beck, doing?
Yeah, Glenn's doing well. We got a big November 8th election deal, and he's using me as a correspondent, so I'm very grateful.
Where are you going to be out of D.C.?
Well, I'm going to go... I'm gonna be I'm gonna be live at an event here in Dallas, and then I'm doing some pre-recorded bits that he's gonna play.
Are you ever gonna work there full time? Are you gonna ever work at the Blaze full time?
I'm full as a freaking blimp, eating shrimp. What are you talking about? I got a full helium deal. My show doesn't start. My show probably is not gonna start till probably the beginning of the year because we go dark for 2 weeks in December. So we might do a couple shows. But I don't know if I'll be doing my 4-day-a-week schedule.
Now, have you made this announcement that you got a show there yet or no?
Kind of, yeah. I've talked about it. There's the soft announcement. But once we get November 1st, I think that'll be the launch with all the graphics and all that.
Can I tell everybody that you have, starting at the first of the year, a 4-day-a-week full-time show on the Blaze Network?
That's 1,000% true. I'm a pimp on a blimp.
What time is it going to be?
Thank you. It'll be 7 p.m. and it'll be live stream. It'll be an hour to an hour and a half show. And we're going to have all kinds of guests. Obviously, Bubba,
I've been on Glenn's show before.
And we have a guest budget. I mean, I know you're so busy. I don't know how we fly you out during the week.
I'm free.
Let me tell you what. He's a game dayer, too. If he knows the format, that guy can produce it. You've never seen.
I'm going to send you when I had Glenn on my show.
Well, recently or a long time ago? You need to have Glenn on again. Yeah,
that was what,
2018, why don't you reach
19?
Out to Glenn and...
Glenn knows the how I'm typecast. He knows that I'm very bad. He knows.
No, but Glenn just had Gavin McInnes. I think if I can get you in the building, Glenn would have you on his show 1,000%.
I'm going to send...
Bubba's never been fake arrested by the FBI.
I'm going to send you when Glenn was on my show.
I'm sending it to him now.
And then you just make that your determination then, okay, buddy?
No, listen, Bubba, he respects a talented broadcaster. I mean, even listening to, you know, Howard Stern, the way he describes you, people can't, you know, they can't hate on that. Being able to get on the mic and talk and be a professional broadcaster. So I think you were talking about your first encounter with Howard and how you guys were just like radio girls and you guys were just talking about radio. There is something about that, you know, the fraternal organization of radio guys. So I know he respects you regardless.
If you ever want to get Glenn's attention, just say the name Randy Michaels.
Oh, he's a stud.
Just that's all I got to say.
The wrestler Randy Michaels?
No, no. All, if you ever want to get on, just say, hey, listen, you know, there's just no more Randy Michaels left in radio. That's what's, if you say, hey, Glenn, you know what's, what's wrong with radio is there's no more Randy Michaels. And he will just, he will be like, what? Like, because Randy Michaels is the guy that gave him his big, very big, big first syndicated shot.
He created the FM talk radio format and really created the shock jock genre of Bubba and came in and testified in his defamation trial. This guy
and
tapped
made
so
Glenn
many,
Beck.
He made so many people.
Glenn Beck
import.
Was just Glenn Beck was a local guy until after 9/11. And then Randy's like, man, we can take this guy and globally syndicate him just on how good he is and how he's, you know, how his opinion on and his knowledge on the 9/11 attacks. And that's what they did. Randy Michaels, wow. Don't forget that. That's a very important one.
No, I got his thing up right now. I got to bring up. That's who I'll name drop.
Randy Michaels.
Randy freaking Michaels.
Yes.
Yep.
Better known as Ben Hummel.
Well, let me just tell you something, though. The radio peak you have not hit yet, Bubba. I know you're there and you're looking at Jay.
You
gotta look at Lummy's ass. We haven't hit the pinnacle.
Shows you how much he doesn't know about radio. I'm blacklisted and done in radio. I might have a chance somewhere else, but not radio, my friend.
Well, you're lucky that I'm a young man. I'm not. I'm Bubba. I'm going to carry you with me to the peak, to the tippy top. I'm taking you with me. Two-way Stein.
Two-way Stein.
I'll text you later today so I can get your travel. All right, buddy?
See ya. All right, I'll talk to you later. See you guys. Love you guys. Talk to y'all next week.
Squeezing a dime, one-way Stein. Prime time, 99. Love that guy.